the story always ends the same. Peter Pan shouts,
"Goodbye, Wendy!"
And then Wendy shouts back to him,
"I'll always believe in you, Peter Pan."
And Wendy did believe, always, even as she left childhood behind and came to have children of her own.
There it is, Jane. Second star to the right and straight on to morning.
Neverland!
The second star to the right shines in the night for you, to tell you that the dreams you planned really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light that's red. And if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there.
Our story begins in difficult times. England is threatened with war, and many men have been asked to leave their families to protect their country.
I'll be home before you know it. I promise. No. What's all this?
I want to go with you.
I need you here to take care of your mum and Danny. Can you do that for me? That's my big girl.
Be safe, Edward.
Look after each other now.
Goodbye, Daddy. I love you.
I love you all. Cab off!
But the war lasted much longer than anyone could have imagined. Bombs fell from the sky and tore at the very heart of London.
Don't cry, son.
All aboard!
In an effort to protect its children, the government decreed that they all be sent to the countryside for safekeeping. In times such as these, it is no wonder some discard childish things, like Peter Pan and Neverland.
What is it, Nana Two? Oh, we don't have time, you silly dog. We have to get this home to Danny. Oh, no. Quick, Nana Two!
Don't you worry, Danny. She'll be along. All right now, here we go. Into the bomb shelter. Charge here. Don't be silly. I am. Now come on.
I'm scared. I don't like planes and bombs.
Is that what it is? For a moment, it sounded like cannons on a pirate ship.
You're right. It's Captain Hook. I hear him. He's coming.
Jane!
Jane!
Oh, Jane. Where
have you been? Why didn't you...
Mother, I'm fine.
Yeah, and you made it past the pirate.
Daniel, careful.
What's that? What's that? It's for me, isn't it? Let me see, let me see.
All right. Happy birthday, Daniel.
Yippee! Socks. Two of them.
Jane, dear, how very practical.
Got them a size large, so he can grow into them. Look, Danny. Pan and Hook, see?
That's you, Peter Pan.
Mother.
I want to hear a Peter Pan story.
Shh, Nana too. All right, then. How about the time Peter and the Lost Boys captured Hook's ship right from under his nose?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It was late one misty evening, and Hook was sure once again that he'd found Peter's hideout. Hook and his bloodthirsty crew went ashore, leaving the Jolly Roger unguarded. That's when Peter Pan arrived. He and the boys slipped aboard, and there they found it. Hook's remarkable treasure.
Wow!
Peter told the Lost Boys they'd hide it, and Hook would have to hunt them down to get it back. It was all a great game for Peter. And then, from out of the mist, he was there, the evil Captain Hook. A fierce and ferocious sword fight was fast underway.
Give up, boy.
Never.
And at that moment, a shimmering magic covered the ship.
Tinkerbell!
Yes. And the Jolly Roger lifted into the sky as Peter and the boys escaped with the treasure.
You've not seen the end of me, Peter Pan! I'll get you for this, if it's the last thing I do!
So you see, Danny, Hook will never win as long as there's faith, trust, and pixie dust. Poppycock.
Ah, so long, you old codfish!
My notebook! Ow! Daniel!
Come on, Jake! We'll beat old Captain Hook together!
Daniel, please! I've no time for fun and games.
You used to. You got to be the very first Lost Girl ever.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, back when you were fun.
Honestly, Mother, I don't know why you fill his head with those silly stories.
But they're not silly, Jane. They're... Take care of Danny, will you? Go on, I'll be right there. Yes?
Evacuation, Mum. Your children are scheduled on the morning train.
So soon? But I haven't even told them.
The sooner the better, if you ask me. Good night, Mum.
Yes. Good night. Jane, dear, will you promise me something? Promise you'll watch over Danny, whatever might happen.
What?
Yeah. You and your brother are going away for a while.
Away? Where?
All the children are being evacuated to the country. It's so dangerous here, but you'll be safe there, both of you.
I'm not going. I'm staying here.
But, dear, an order has been issued. Every child must go.
Daddy said that I'm supposed to...
I know, dear. But you can take care of Danny. Tell him Peter Pan stories. He needs them, Jane. And so do you. Please, dear, promise me.
No! I will not promise!
Oh, Jane, we'll be together again. Mm. You must have faith.
Faith? Trust pixie dust? Mother, those are just words from your stories. They don't mean anything.
Yes, they do. Peter Pan says they'll make you fly.
Daniel, story time is over. Look! It's Council War. Peter Pan isn't real and people don't fly.
They do too.
Oh, come on, Daniel, grow up.
Jane.
Just a lot of childish nonsense.
You're late.
Jane, how could you treat your brother that way? You think you're very grown up, but you have a great deal to learn.
I am not a child now. I can take care of myself. Mustn't let them down now. I mustn't let them see me cry. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm too tired to listen. I'm too old to believe all these childish stories. There is no such thing as faith and trust in pixie dust. I try, but it's so hard to believe. I try.
Hello, Wendy.
My apologies, miss.
Curses! Bring her down! Punish me!
No! Oh, no, come on now, don't fuss.
Cast off, you mangy dogs! Hoist anchor!
Oh! for you, Peter Pan.
Drop the mantle!
This is simply perfect. Yes, Mr. Smee. With Wendy as bait, we shall lure Peter Pan to his doom. Summon the beast.
Yes, sir, Captain. Right away. Whoa, another plan to try to capture Peter Pan.
Oh, Captain Hook's a brilliant man.
Who else could think of the perfect crime? And bumble and fumble it every time.
Speed! Oh! Set the bait!
Make no doubt, Smee, that wretched boy will be but a notch in Miss Cabot.
Only in your dreams, Hook.
Fine.
I didn't know a codfish could talk. Did you, Tinkerbell?
Blast him!
Take your best shot, Cap. Come on! You're gonna have to do better than that, boy. Whoa! Three strikes and you're out!
Come down here, boy. I've a little something for you.
A present? For me? You really shouldn't have.
Call it a token of me affection. You see, it is a certain friend of yours.
Who?
Wendy.
Wendy? Let her go, Hook! You black-hearted scoundrel!
You want her?
Ha!
Well, I'm coming!
I did it. I did it. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm free. Free of Peter Pan forever. Mr. Smee, who is the most brazen, bold, and brilliant buccaneer who ever sailed the briny blue?
Blackbeard?
Boys.
Hook! Hook! Hook!
Thank you, thank you. I was good, wasn't I?
Did you miss me, Captain?
How did you escape the beast?
Good fellow, and fix the plank.
So I can make you walk it!
Easy does it, Wendy. You should have seen Hook's face when I... Ow!
Peter Pan.
Well, you're sure not Wendy.
Tinkerbell? Oh, I get it. I'm dreaming. You're not real.
Huh?
Yeah. Hey, you double crossing pipsqueak!
Come back here and fight like a man!
Come and get me, you old codfish! Come on, we gotta fly out of here. If you're not Wendy, who are you?
I'm her daughter, Jane!
Well, if you're Wendy's daughter, you're gonna love it here! She's just jealous. All girls get like that around me.
Oh, really? How very nice for you.
That was fun, huh? Lost boys, fall in.
Oh, careful, you're going to fall.
Sound off!
Slightly!
Nibs!
But please!
Ow!
Cubby.
And that's Toodles!
Ooh!
Boys, this is Jane. She's gonna stay here and be our new mother and
I'm
tell
not...
us stories.
What do you mean by
that? Yeah, stories! Stories, Jane, stories! Come on!
Actually, I'm afraid I'm not very good at telling stories.
That's okay. We're not very good at listening to stories.
I know. Let's play a game instead.
Red Rover! Red Rover!
Nah.
Something else.
Let's play the No More Eating Cubby on the Head game.
Hey, how about a treasure hunt?
Good idea! Yeah, treasure hunt!
I hit it really good this time. You guys will never find it.
Can we?
No. You remind me of someone I know.
Oh.
I have to go home.
What's the matter with her?
I don't know. She acts kind of like a grown-up.
Ew!
I've got to get out of here.
Oh, my back!
back.
Oh, dear, 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 Captain. A nice massage is just the ticket for you. Now you just forget about old Peter Pan.
Perhaps you're right.
All in the past, I say. All in the past.
The past.
Like when he stole your treasure.
My treasure?
And then laughed in your face.
Laughed in my face.
Or today, for example, picking that there sea monster into pulling down your pants. Right in front of the crew, too.
Right in front of the crew! We've got to find him.
Chichi,
it's me. Listen.
Great Scott! No sooner do I rid myself of that cursed crocodile, and now this.
There.
He's just a playful little sea urchin, is all.
I swear, Smee, this is propelling me to delirium. I detest cephalopods. Thank you. Smee! Save me!
Oh, you big brute, you. Off with you. Go on now. Shoo, shoo, and take your arms with you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. At least the crocodile had manners.
What, that scurvy boy? This is all his fault. Mr. Smee, pipe up the crew. We're going ashore to find Peter Pan.
Tink, what is she doing? It looks like she's leaving.
Half dozen bananas, check. 10 coconuts, check. 2 oars.
Hey, Jane.
Ah!
How come you want to go home so bad?
I have to get back to my family.
Why?
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Why not?
If you must know, we had a fight.
Why?
I told my little brother you weren't real.
What? Why?
Well, I don't know. But I have to get back and set things right.
Why?
Because! That's why!
Oh, you know, you can't get home that way.
Nice meeting you, Peter Pan. Duty calls. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Well, you know, the only way out of here is to fly. Come on, I'll show you how.
Step sharply, you worthless dogs! Set your sights for Peter Pan!
Oh, goodness, haven't we searched the island 1,000 times before?
I beg your pardon, Mr. Smee.
I said that searching for Pan is, fun galore.
There'll be no rest until we have that boy in irons.
of course you can't, but I can. I guess I'm just smarter than you.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
Braver.
Right.
Stronger.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Well, then it must be my good looks.
Well, maybe you're full of hot air.
Ah! Hey! Look, anybody can do it. Think?
Yeah! All it takes is faith,
trust,
and, something else.
Pixie dust.
That's it! Oh.
Oh. Okay, Tink, let her have it. Tink. Gosh, Tink, if she can't fly home, I guess she'll have to move in with us.
Hot fish. What's that?
Okay, Jane.
Don't even think about it.
Ready or not.
I got her.
I got her. I got her.
I thought you said you got her.
Oh, how will I ever get back home?
So, the girl can't fly, yet she wants to go home.
Smee, do you know what this means?
6 more weeks in winter?
Oh, you're imbecile.
We'll get me treasure and the boy.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, huh? Come back. It's my list. Things to do, places to be, important things.
That stuff's no fun. No wonder you can't fly.
Give it back, Peter.
Slightly catch. Keep away from James.
I got it.
You boys are horrid.
Come on.
Over
here.
Come on.
Why don't you guys ever show me?
No, stop it. This isn't funny.
I've got it.
This is just a game to you, isn't it? Well, I'm tired of playing.
Gosh, Jane, we didn't mean to make you mad.
Oh, grow up, you did so. You're just a bunch of silly, ridiculous children. No, leave me alone. Oh, I don't believe in any of this. And I especially don't believe in fairies. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah? Well, good riddance.
Peter? I think there's something wrong with Tinkerbell.
Thank you.
looks kinda bad.
Kinda bad? Kinda? Oh, it's hopeless. Poor little Tinkerbell.
Hey, put a cork in it. What?
What did she say, Peter?
If we don't get Jane to believe in fairies, Tink's light's gonna go out.
Well, let's just go and make her believe.
Hang on a minute. No! You can't just make somebody believe in fairies.
But we believe.
Yeah, it ain't hard for us.
That's it. We gotta make Jane one of us.
But she's a girl!
You want to help Tink, don't you?
Uh-huh.
We gotta do it. Don't worry, Tink. We'll save you.
Stay where you are.
Please, go right ahead. Run me through. You'll be doing me a favor.
All right. I give up. What's your problem?
All I've ever wanted was to get away from this dreadful place and home to my dear sweet mother. But blast it all! Peter stole my treasure! That my men would mutiny if I so much as tried to leave without it. And so here I am. Stuck in this absurd place. My sources tell me you wish to return home as well.
You got that right. I guess we're in the same boat.
The same boat? That's it!
What's it?
I'll give you passage home on my ship, and you can help me recover my treasure. Don't you see? The treasure's useless to Peter. He's not sensible like you and I. He's just a boy who'll never grow up.
Tell me about it.
And really, what other choice do you have? It's not as though you could fly home.
Well, I suppose, if it is rightfully yours, and if it's really no use to Peter.
Splendid, splendid!
Wait! You must swear not to harm Peter.
Me? Actually harm Peter Pan? Perish the thought, it's all a game, you see. I shan't harm him, you have my word. I, Captain James Hook, do hereby swear not to harm a single hair on Peter Pan's head. You see, I am clad, unbreakable. Mwah! Leave the light on, Mummy, your baby boy's coming home. Now, when you've located the treasure, just give this a wee toot. You're doing the right thing, my dear. I'm your only way home.
are. I've been looking all over for...
No, you.
I'm awful sorry for wrecking your book. Me and the Lost Boys, we want to do something to make it up to you. We want you to feel like... Well, like you're one of us. We'll do anything for you. Honest.
Anything?
Anything at all. You just name it.
Well, why don't we play a game? Like, maybe... Treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt? That's a great idea. But you'll have to think like a lost boy. And have fun like a lost boy.
Tell me what to do.
Well, to be one of us...
Yes?
There are some things to know.
What's that?
We like to dream all day.
And then at night we play.
We swing on limbs of trees.
Till we wake up the bees.
These are the things we lost boys do.
We swing from rope to rope. We have no use for soap.
With open mouths we chomp.
And muck my chomp the swamp.
And then we chomp it up.
With pudding from a drum.
These are the things we lost boys do.
We're rolling in dirt.
I'll get a trip of skip.
Dare you to explore that cave?
I'll have an overnight trip.
And if you're feeling scared,
I'll have my friends right there.
These are the things we lost boys do.
Now, when you reach the treasure, just leave this empty boot.
Hey, Jane! You did it! Lost Boys! Jane found the treasure in Dead Man's Cave!
Yeah!
Attention! Fall in! In honor of your downright unbelievable skill at finding hidden treasures, I now proclaim you, Jane, a lost boy. A lost girl.
Me? Very first lost girl?
What's the matter? Don't you want to be?
Oh, yes. I'd like that very much, Peter.
Let's hear it for Jane!
The things that lost boys.
These are the things that lost girls.
These are the things we love.
No, wait, no!
The treasure is ours.
It's time for you to meet your maker, Peter Pan.
Stop it, please.
Sorry, no can do.
And thank you, m'lady. I couldn't have done it without you.
Jane?
I never meant...
Oh, my. Have we let the kitty out of the bag?
No, wait. You said no one would get hurt. You gave your word.
And Captain Hook is a man of his word. I promised I wouldn't harm a single hair on his head. And...
Ow!
This is the one I won't harm. Here, you keep it. The rest of him is mine.
I didn't do it, Peter. I never agreed to this.
You're a traitor, Jane. You lied to me. And because you don't believe in fairies, thinks light is going out.
Tinkerbell? Peter! I'll save you, Peter! I will!
My dear, no one can save him now.
He's nothing but a child. And I loathe children.
Cut him down.
Any last words, boy?
Let the lost boys go.
Oh, they'll go. Right after you. One by one. Off the end of the plank.
Be brave, lads. Don't let him see you cry.
Say your prayers, Peter Pan.
Not so fast, you old codfish, or you'll have to answer to me.
Jane?
Good heavens, run. Run for your lives. It's a little girl.
Tinkerbell, you're alive!
Oh, and look, Captain, a fairy, too!
Now just stand there, you fool! Ship a girl!
It's done!
I got it!
Whoa! Oh,
Watch your head.
I've got you now. My big shiny
man!
Get off! Get off me!
About enough of your childish games!
Jay, look out!
Give up, girl.
Never! Don't you see, Hook? You'll never win. Not as long as there is faith, trust, and pixie dust.
What, Pumpkins?
Mere child's play.
Good shot! Ha! Looks like I've got the upper hook now.
Game's over, Hook. I win! Ha! Hey, Captain, you forgot your anchor.
Wow!
The rules, Hook. A good captain always goes down with his ship.
I don't wanna be a good captain! Look! Me!
Now. You can go home.
I can't go home. But
we'll miss you.
Yeah, a lot.
And I'll miss you. of you. But there's someone back home who needs me. And besides, now I've got great stories to tell him. And they'll all be about Peter Pan and the Lost Boys.
Yeah! Hey, in that case, Mademoiselle, it would be my pleasure to escort you back to London.
The pleasure will be all mine, good sir.
Whoa! Hey!
Well, it's a long way home. Give me your best shot, Tink.
Care of that old codfish.
We can do it together, Danny.
We can?
The two of us.
Really?
I saw him, you know. Captain Hood kidnapped me. Stuffed me into an old dirty bag, he did. He took me off to Neverland and tried to feed me to a giant octopus.
Wow.
There were pirates everywhere. And, oh, Tinkerbell was so beautiful.
You saw Tinkerbell?
Uh-huh. But our light almost went out. You see, you have to be very careful what you think.
Wendy?
Hello, Peter.
You changed.
Not really. Not ever. Hello, Tinkerbell.
Goodbye, Wendy.
Goodbye, Peter.
Wow, look at him! It's Peter Pan!
I'll always believe in you, Peter Pan.
Here we go,
Daddy.
Daddy!
Daddy!
Daddy's home!
Go home.
Trust in pixie dust.